You're listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. You just heard Is It You or Is It Me with Guinevere and her guest Star with two R's. And next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Can. If you'd like to call into the show, the number is 503-231-8187.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Feet to Fire campaign and protest on Monday, March 25th at 10 a.m. at the Clackamas County Circuit Courthouse in Oregon City. The Feet to Fire campaign is part of the national campaign started by Protect Our Stolen Treasures Out of Detroit. This peaceful protest calls for justice for those lost to police violence and hate crimes. Again, that's Feet to Fire campaign in protest on Monday, March 25th at 10 a.m. at the Clackamas County Courthouse, 807 Main Street in Oregon City. For more information, can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the community forum on Zenith Tar Sands expansion on Tuesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at City Hall in Portland. The community forum on Zenith Tar Sands expansion will address the realities of climate breakdown and the expansion of fossil fuels infrastructure. The event will pose questions about oil train traffic along the Columbia River, impacts on First Nations, and more. Again, that's the community forum on Zenith Tar Sands expansion on Tuesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. 1221 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Thank you. how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. My boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Tuesday again, and it's still sunny outside. And you're here with the wonderful Calculated Conversation Radio Show, one of the most important talk shows on radio today. And so that's our opinion. I'm your host, DJ.
We got Ken Jones in here.
Ken Jones in the house. Yes. Coming off a nice, long, long weekend. Man, what's going on, bro?
Man, that's a busy one. That's a quick pace. The kid now, she doing two a day, so it's she got track and lacrosse. So my Tuesdays is shooting to pick her up from practice, getting her, dropping her off, coming here, then going to pick her back up from the other one. But I'm looking forward to seeing her out there. Like I said, it's been a good little run. This weekend, that sun coming out definitely gave her energy to. That was necessary. I went and just wasted a bunch of gas on Sunday.
Did
riding
you?
Around. The sun was out, ran my errands, and we was just out riding around, getting a little bit of them rays up in there.
Yeah, I just wasted a bunch of energy on Sunday laying around the house. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been doing a lot though, cause you know my birthday was last Thursday, right?
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it's still been going on, man. Like I forgot when you get older, your birthday lasts a week. People are like, come on, you got to keep going, man. You got to keep going, man. You know, it's been a great week though, man. You know, like I didn't really have time to really plan much and do much, but I've definitely been able to surround myself with some inspiring people, you know, and people definitely been spreading major love back, you know. So I think you get a chance to realize, you know, how much impact you actually have around those times,
right,
when it's time to celebrate you,
right,
and those people that matter and those people that really support that, you know, who you've really impacted, you know, they show up.
Right, right.
You
right.
know. And I kept notes of the people that didn't show up. Yeah, I got you all locked in. You know, but yeah, it's been cool, man. You know, like I said, Thursday was the B day. I went to a really nice dinner, you know, had a really nice young lady treat me for once. That was pretty cool. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Went to Ruth Chris and man, had a bunch of crazy food in there, and you know, the vibe was nice. You know, she was a cool person, man. It was pretty. It was pretty dope.
Nice.
You know, that was exciting. You know, it was nice to be, you know, looked out for once. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, and so you know, I just think I'm in. You know, I'm definitely in the probably in the high point of my life, energy wise.
Yeah.
Friday night, you know, I did my usual downtown promotion thing with Splash. That was cool. Saturday, and man, I was so stressed on Saturday because I was so much. All day I was trying to get the Woken Waffles, but I just knew that I wasn't woke. Like, it had just been me and the waffles, man, you know. But I had my day planned around it, and, you know, I had my dinner Saturday night at 8:30.
Yeah.
And so I was going to be at Woke at 6, and then I've been doing so much running around the last few days. Like, I had to lay down during that time, man, just to get ready. Yeah, and I didn't want to miss it, man. I was like, my whole day was planned around it. And so I was to get home by 5:30, which I did.
Right, right.
Switch clothes, get ready to head out. But once I got there, I got so tired. I said, man, I'm going to have to miss. I got to rest because I got the dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know we're going to do stuff later.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, man, I really regret missing the Woken Waffles thing. But, you know, hopefully they have another one. And, you know, I hate to miss energy.
Three-part series. That was just part one.
Yeah, if it wasn't my birthday week, I'd have made it, man. Yeah, but yeah. I knew I had to rest. Like,
right.
I just, you know, the energy said, you need to sit down for a minute. Because you're going to go here, then you go there, then you're going to go out again, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, take this 2 hours and just chill.
That's how after the event I feel. And that, so for the listeners, they had the Woken Waffles event.
Yeah.
One of our guests, Faith, had put on.
Yeah, she was on the show at one point too.
Yeah.
Faith, what's her last name?
I always say Joanna, and
it's something
it's
like
Wilson,
that.
But I always say it's Wilson, because Faith J is what's always
written.
But anyways. Yeah, that was that last minute. That's for like Saturday, getting prepped for it, going over, making sure the slideshow and everything was together. Just all the last minute stuff, pulling that together, getting everybody's, you know, name cards and getting the space set up. But it's like most things, it's like that switch that hits. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for me, pressure, when things are going crazy, that's where I work the best.
Right.
It's like, I calm down. I get anxious when it's too, when I've got too much time. But when the time is close, it's like that's when I calm and focus, right?
Right.
But yeah, it went off without a hitch. Our guest speaker that we had in, Octaviano, he was a great lead in. You know, like, we opened it up, just had a basic, you know, letting people know, you know, what the event was and so on. But he came in talking about colorism and kind of the studies and the facts behind how fast your brain responds to or gets a profile of somebody,
mm-hmm.
like within milliseconds of seeing somebody, having these different thought patterns and basically already putting them and knowing if you like somebody or not, like, that quick in cases,
right?
And that's not even really a conscious thing. It's just, bam, you've already put them in the box. You put them in the box. And, of course, we can work against that or whatever. But his energy coming in with it was great. And, you know, I feel like he's one of his whole life is immersed in this. So the energy that he was bringing was definitely coming from a place of deep knowledge. We had the Flaming Hibachi up there.
I seen that truck in the background on the picture. I was like, what was they doing?
Yeah,
I said, okay.
Yeah. That was the waffles part they had. They made a little pudding mix with some waffle cone in it. That was the waffle for this round, but then had a couple menu items up there. Did our breakout groups. The groups went great. Just the time all around was good. It was another one of them flowed almost, you know, flawlessly. And felt like got some good input from the people who showed up and gave feedback, you know, about what they kind of got from the group. Because with the breakout groups, kind of delve into a further, you know, get into a space for about an hour. And it rolled. And
that was dope, man.
But it was one of them things, like, right after, like, right when everything, you know, we got everybody out of there and made sure the space was back to how it was when we got there. And I feel like for me, it was just like, Right. Like that feeling when you say you got to the house and just,
yeah,
I was just waiting to get home. And also I had wore some Cortez that night, and Cortez runs small, and I didn't realize that until about halfway through the event.
I had the curl up.
I was like, what is going on?
The curly fries.
But yeah, when I got to the house, it was just like, I just needed to sit and be still. I got there probably 10 something and just
relaxed.
Got the zen for a moment. But again, a great feeling.
Yeah, man. We truly do be doing a lot of stuff though. You know what I mean? Like personal life, you know, business, work.
Right.
The show, you know, your daughters, your son, you know, I mean, you know, just a lot of stuff going on, man. And I just be keeping the energy consistent still. Like it just has to be done.
Right.
You know, but when you get a chance to steal a break, I mean, you really steal it. And so, but what I really wanted to say, just, you know, to you and, you know, to the listeners, I had a really, really cool birthday dinner at where did I go? I already forgot. Oh, Brazil Grill.
Okay.
You been there?
Yeah. Which, there's two of them.
Oh, I was on the one on 12th Street downtown.
I'm not even sure what the show. I know there's Fogo de Chao, and then there's the other Brazil Grill.
Wait a minute. Fogo de Chao's, that's Brazil Grill too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
That's the fancier one. That's the other
right,
one.
But it's the same name?
Nah. It's two separate ones down there.
But them is two different businesses, right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess they serve similar food. I tried to go to Fogo, but they didn't have no reservations. Like even a week out, they was booked. I was like, okay. But I went to Brazil Grill.
Had you been there down before? Mm-mm. That was your first experience with it?
Yeah. But it was so nice, bro, because like it was a cool dinner. But even more importantly, you know, that's the one I invited you to. Remember?
Yeah.
You know, and so I strategically invited certain people. You know that. Kind of harbored a certain energy about themselves that I knew that we would get a chance to connect, and it was all men,
right?
You know, and so, you know, it went from a birthday dinner to more like a men's panel group or something.
Yeah.
You know, there was some good people there, bro, and it turned out to be an amazing dinner. You know, you would have been the cherry on top had you been there, but I already know what you had going on, but. You know, we was really having some really manly conversations, you know, and some really transparent conversations as well, you know. And some people was just there, you know, some of my people was just there listening, because they may have not had a lot of experience in that.
Yeah.
And then the ones who actually had the experience, and we was doing a lot of the talking and a lot of breaking stuff down, you know. And, you know, we discussed being men. We discussed, you know, business. We discussed energy, you know, positivity. We had a lot to say about women, you know, not a bad thing, but just more like a man, you know, men connecting on just the idea of women and having that conversation.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing dinner, man, I've ever been a part of, man.
God, that sounds dope.
It was crazy. And
you look peaceful explaining it.
Because I'm just putting myself back in that chair. Yeah. You know what I mean? The love was amazing, and it's a bigger picture to where you realize that men do need to talk more, and it's good to fellowship, and especially when there's no women around and no kids around, because there's certain things that we go through that a lot of times we don't get a chance to speak on because we're too busy being strong and too busy handling business and taking care of the family or working or providing or whatever it is we're doing. You know, but when you get to fellowship with people and relax and have those conversations and those jokes and, you know, those similar parallel experiences and that clarity and that transparency, man, it was something crazy. You know what I mean? We was really the guys who ain't really been there on that level yet, they was really seriously watching and listening and learning. You know what I mean? And so everybody was grateful for the dinner, man. So it went way better than expected.
That's dope.
You know, and so the point is, as men, you know, we definitely do need to, you know, connect with each other, you know, sometimes just on a personal male basis,
right.
Away from everything else and everything that's not male,
right.
You know, not grown men, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can have that, you know, that camaraderie, I guess, you know.
And the unfiltered discussion, too.
Yeah, that unfiltered discussion, you know. It wouldn't have went the same, I think, if there were women there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't think – And normally when men do that, they usually always got a girlfriend with them or a daughter or just a somebody with them, you know. Right. And this time it was just all men. It was like 12 of us at a table. Right. And we was just talking, man. And we was the last, of course, we was the last ones out the restaurant. The manager was hovering around like a shark, like, y'all done? No, we talking, man. You said we can stay here as long as we eating. But, you know, yeah, it was great. You know, I was grateful to be around the guys I was around, man. And it definitely brought me back to understand the importance of being transparent and why as men we definitely need to talk and we definitely need to get things off our chest and we definitely need to talk to people that we can actually relate to on on those levels. Right. A lot of times when men go home, there's no other man there. Yeah. There's just kids, or there's a woman, or there's just kids, or even in my case, it's just me. You know what I mean? Like, and so it was wonderful, bro. And I just wanted to make sure that I shared that energy with you and just the people, the listeners, just in case you guys, you know, feel like you need that support or something. Yeah. Sometimes you got to go seek out your same sex friends and have a girls' night or a guys' night out or whatever, and just relax, have some wine, you know, take your Cortez off. just relax.
I'm ready to throw them joints down the street. I think you know, that's something great. I think to hit on, I think I brought that up so many times over the years in my discussion with even my, you know, women friends, of the idea that, you know, the support of girls just hanging out and the idea of dudes getting together and not just going somewhere to go party, you know what I'm saying, but just kicking back.
Right.
And that's something that you don't see a ton of, right?
Right.
Because it's like, oh, no, we just going to go somewhere, turn up and act wild, as opposed to just sitting around in somebody's spot and being on the couch. Right. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And doing that, I think it does something. Hearing you talk, I think about some of the conversations I've had recently, I'd say in the past few months, with some of my partners at home and up in Seattle, and having, you know, talking about the times of just getting together and that feeling of being at somebody's house. I mentioned on here before when I'm, you know, being in somebody's spot and leaned on the couch.
Right.
And just, you know, going back and forth, discussing whatever it is, whatever the topic is, and kind of just running. And kind of when you get them, the people who you've been around for a long time and kind of know you, and you're able to kind of go back and forth, that sense of belonging, right? And developing that even more so here in our later years, where we don't have that time, right?
Right.
Like when we were young, getting together, it was every day, what you doing?
You know,
linking, but then getting older and having the responsibilities and stuff of life, and finding those moments in there to kind of collab.
Right.
And it's not got to be something crazy carved out, because like you said, even with your birthday dinner, that wasn't expected.
No, it wasn't.
You know what I mean?
It
was getting together, and it wasn't expected, but it was necessary and needed.
Right.
That's the thing that came out of it. And I think that's, you know, kind of planning for that, you know, having this idea where a little bit of time put to the side, where, you know, if it's an hour, you know, one weekend a month, where you guys get together for 2 hours or, you know, whatever. And it ain't got to be approached as like, oh, we're getting together, we're going to vent and, you know, it ain't got to be painted in any kind of way, but the kind of the linking up and making those, you know, kind of making that a priority, right? I had one of my partners just show up like 2 weekends ago. I called him in the morning, or he called me just randomly. I was up, grabbed some teriyaki. He hit me, asked me what I was doing, like he down the street or something, going back and forth. He was like, oh, I might shoot out there. I was like, yeah, I'll let you know. Don't hear nothing from this fool. I call him about 5 just to kind of see, like, all right, if you're going to come down, let me know, so I, you know, kind of have a heads up. He's like, oh, I'm 30 minutes away. Like, what?
Like, oh, wow.
But showed up, and it was one of those, like, again, at the house, just some drinks, some clowning, watching a comedy special, just kind of going back and forth, you know what I mean?
Right.
Really having one of those moments of we just here, just existing, you know?
Right.
And how much more, because I know for me, I'm in constant motion. Constant. I know you are.
Right.
Many of people are. But sometimes just that break, just for a moment to connect is everything, dog.
Yeah.
You know, you see moments like this, me seeing you retell this story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you went back to that place. Like, again,
I was sitting there.
I'm big on the emotion and being able to pick up those cues and just watching you tell that story. And I felt like peace.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So take away even you being at this level, think of the people that was at the table, like getting the experience that, not necessarily for the first time, but this still being kind of foreign.
Right.
And this, but you then being able to see what this was, and imagine what those people took away from that.
Exactly. You know, and like one of my guys let me know, man, he's like, bro, I'm never gonna forget you put me in this energy, in this place like this with these conversations, man. Like, this is forever gonna be etched in my memory. Like, you know, like I said, a lot of people didn't say much, but they was wide, eyes was wide open, because like we was really going deep though, as men, and it was just, it was dope, man. And I definitely encourage anybody to, you know, build those conversations and those relationships and that camaraderie, and you know, with just the people that you connect with. You know, I mean, the world always make, the bottom line is the world always make more sense when you are around like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And like-minded, I mean, y'all got everything the same. It means you kind of see the world, you know, you kind of see the world similar, even if you do things differently, you know, so you carry a certain energy that's mutual, even if you, you know, do different things in life, and different careers or different goals or whatever, but you can still connect on those mutual energies. Mm-hmm. You know, because they all positive. And so when you connect with people like that, I feel like the world makes more sense to you. Right. And so you go away from thinking, okay, I know what I need to do.
Right.
You know, and I think I felt like a lot of people walked away like that. You know what I mean? And so it wasn't intended, but it was a universe call.
Exactly.
You know, it was definitely a universe call. None of us had any idea it was going to go like that, you know. And I don't think a couple of my guys probably never really been at a round table like that. You know, there's a bunch of bosses there, a bunch of businessmen, people who create, do things, intelligent people that have been through stuff, you know what I mean? And we were speaking, man, and we were speaking from the heart, you know. And so I was just like, man, you know, I walked away from thinking like, that was the dopest birthday dinner I've ever been to in my life, man.
See, the unplanned, the unexpected, there's something to that. When things get planned out too much, I think I was just saying this a few days ago, it's like things being planned out too much, it never pans out. Right. And think about the best, at least for myself, some of the best, most of the, if not all of the, but most of the experiences that I've had that are those takeaways that I'm going to remember forever, typically just happen. It was rolling into something with no expectations, just showing up.
Right.
Just showing up and jumping into something. It's like the idea of just being so detailed. I feel like that's a hard life to live so rigidly. Like, I like my general outlines, but to have things so planned definitely can throw the vibe off, because if anything doesn't go as planned, for some people that sends them in a spiral.
I just can't get
down with it. So definitely enjoy those times when things just come together, because it's always, I feel like, a shock to the senses. Because it was not planned. Now, had you been like, we're coming to the table, we're gonna have a life-changing conversation, anything, something like that, then who knows what people would have been expecting and would have left there like, ah, that wasn't, you know, could have been like, ah, it wasn't this, it wasn't what I thought it was gonna be, because it wasn't hyped, you know what I mean? But yeah.
You know, and you know, well, first off, let's make sure y'all know who you're talking to. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Basically, what we do is we just create content, you know, we go deep, you know, we try to have conversations that aren't really, I say normal at times. I mean, it should be normal, but you know, we just don't really connect with people like we should sometimes. And we just want to make sure that our words are calculated, our thoughts are calculated, our actions are calculated, to be respectful, to be open-minded, and try to be understanding of everything, you know, that's different. And one of the main goals is to try to build, you know, build bridges and connect off of similarities, as opposed to, you know, kind of dividing over differences, you know. And so we just think that conversation is a missing integral part of what's going on in society as far as humanity goes. And we want to make sure that we just encourage those to take place, so people can become closer, so we can all move forward together as a unit. Our socials are at Facebook is Calculated Conversation Radio Show, Twitter at Calculated Talk, IG at Calculated Conversation. Our email is calculatedconversation@gmail.com, and online we at www.calculatedconversation.com, just like it's spelled. Oh, and we on YouTube.
Yes.
Calculated Conversation. So, and the number here is 503-231-8187. If you want to call and tell us about your birthday dinner, that'd be nice. Or just anything you're going through, or, you know, you want to check with us. I mean, I think one thing that our listener brought up last time, which I kind of respect because it's true, Carl called in and he thought that maybe it'd be nice if people called in and asked us more questions or more advice, or just to get our take on things, so you know we can sort of show you and I guess display how we put these formulas to use in a multiple of circumstances and scenarios, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, they should, these philosophies should apply universally to a lot of things, almost everything, hopefully, that can connect with society. And so please call in, you know, give us a whistle, something, a word, a buzz, send a bird. But see, anyways, so yeah, and we were talking about the connections, man, and I think that's just the world just becomes a clearer place, you know, and that's why we do have to try to keep our energy, I think, consistent, you know, and become kind of unwavered by things that don't really match our frequency. You know, a lot of times we get bottled up and, you know, we get frustrated because we're too close to things that don't match what we're doing and what we're saying, but we don't have any standard. We don't have a gate stopping these things from happening because we're not really focused in on, you know, we know what we want, but a lot of us don't know how to properly keep out what we don't want.
Right.
You know, and we get attracted to these things and we become in love with these things or infatuated with these things and they, you know, ruin our life at times. And so, yeah, so we definitely have to be conscious and, you know, keep standards for yourself and the people you're around, the energy. I mean, who you're around is really what's going to make or break you, I feel like, especially if you're at a point in life where, you know, you're kind of on the fence of, you know, reaching your potential, and but you also on the other, halfway on the other side of where you come from. And sometimes you need just those people that's already where you at to give you a little bit of push over the fence. You know, even if they kind of force you over, you know, you right. hit the ground, you get up, you get up running though.
Give you that pool.
You know, so manage the people around you. If it's your family, if it's people you love, that's going to always have to be in your life. And then I say just limit the interactions to what you can handle. You know, I'm not saying cut them off and get rid of them, you know, or what they say, throw the whole person away. But, you know, just try to manage and minimize interactions, you know. I know personally for me, a certain family I don't get along with, you know, and I respect that we're different, you know, and sometimes the respect just ain't there and the understanding ain't there. And sometimes it's not personal, you know. And so it don't, you know, we don't really have to, you know, hate or be angry or be frustrated or you know, badmouth. It's just a matter of just kind of limit your time in that area, you know, to the little bit of love that you can show. And before you get too discombobulated, you know, going to get to the next spot, you know, to where the love is.
Hey.
You know, so just keep that in mind.
I was listening, I came across, which I've I feel like I've read excerpts and stuff from this guy and caught little snippets and pieces, but you heard of Alan Watts?
I haven't.
Okay, so he's like a philosopher.
Wait, is that the father from Family Ties? Oh no, wait.
Nah.
Oh, philosopher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but anyway, I came across in you know, he's more modern, let me say that. Came across a video that had popped up right before bed. It popped up on my YouTube. Usually I'm playing some kind of audio to go to sleep to. And his popped on, and the video was called How to Get Out Your Own Way. It's like about a good hour or so, right? And again, being that he's a philosopher, it's like, you know, a lot of these big, huge ideas, questioning, you know, so much about what it is, why we're seeking to be better, and what, how can we be better? How can we essentially play two roles of being the teacher and the student to self. And it was kind of interesting the way he was kind of going into it and just talking kind of about Western philosophies and so on. But one of the things in there that stood out, he had said, mentioned about like, why do you want to be better? And he said, the reason you want to be better is the reason why you aren't. And his kind of whole focus on that was, do you know, you're just saying, I want to be better for what? Better how?
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, what do you actually know? You know, about, is this for a reason? Do you have something that this is tied towards? Is it just like, oh, just because?
Like, is there a reason you need to be better?
Yes.
Okay.
And is, you know, whatever, how you are, is that really the issue? Mm-hmm. And it goes to, is it, are you the issue, or is it the external? Is it what's around you, the environment, and so on? And he was kind of going into this idea of just how things are interrelated, right?
Right.
And he was talking about, like, the human body, for example. And he was like, you have specialists who do the brain, mm-hmm. heart, lungs, whatever part, right? And then you, the being more the generalist with things, but you need to be specific, because you can't just, you can know a little bit about a lot, but when you're a specialist, you have these people who it takes all that training to know that one thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it takes multiple people to kind of be a group to work on the human body,
mm-hmm.
and about how everything being interrelated, how let's say they give you a pill for whatever symptoms to kind of cure this one thing,
right.
but typically it triggers something else, because you're taking away one element or adding an element that either makes another element thrive or depletes it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, kind of going into just the idea in life in general, how, you know, you may bring frogs somewhere to eat insects, but then you may create a whole nother problem by trying to eliminate this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having to think further than just right now, having to think further than just these quick fixes,
right.
and what more is the long term, and understanding how one part of you might affect these others. And I think this ties kind of into where what we talk about often, and what you were just saying, it's like this idea that, you know, when you just cut people off,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's, we're in the cancel culture. So it's like,
yeah, right.
immediately cancel, right?
Right.
And not necessarily thinking that through maybe all the time. And what other effects, you know, does this have?
Right.
With that,
mm.
you know, what are the people around you? You know, you think of like family situations. It's like, okay, you cut a sibling off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys don't have a connection. And let's say you got a kid, maybe your kid and them had a connection.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's almost the fallout.
Right.
Maybe they were great with the kid.
Right.
So these different things that can kind of get thrown off balance,
right.
and kind of thinking more about that when in some of the decision making, really taking the time to think outside of just that immediate what's right there in front of you. Yes, that might eliminate this issue
mm-hmm.
for the moment, but this can throw something else completely off balance if you haven't kind of thought about all of this,
right.
and understand what is the inner workings, how are things interrelated around you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And I think that also goes back to self, where we talk about environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no, all of us don't have the ability just to get up and move out of it, right?
Right.
Get out of the environment or situation we're in, the job we're in, or, you know, it's more steps to it, it's layered, right?
Right, right.
So understanding that sometimes what brings it out of you, I think I can speak for myself, maybe you've had this, where there's some people that can trigger something in you that, like, they know how to push that button, right?
Right.
You can keep cool in any other scenario, but then some people just have this thing. It's like a different, or getting around certain people and you laugh a different type of way,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So this works on the good, on the positive side too. It's just, right. it's something that comes out. These are pieces of having this understanding, the parts to having an understanding of self. And when we are trying to work on ourself, understanding what's in here and what are the exterior that have influence over us. And there's many of us who are in these settings, and then once taken out of those settings, we thrive,
right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Because it's different. You're having a different experience. You're able to, maybe in this home you were in, maybe, you know, under your parents' roof, I think, like the young lady that I called right back, like, kind of limiting the ability to be who she wanted to be, or who
right.
you may be.
Right, right.
Being out of that situation, now you can blossom. Now you can open up. Now you can give what it is that you have to kind of get out there,
right?
And tying it all in of just how the how layered everything is, but everything being interrelated, and having to deep dive into self and understanding that even the things that you change within yourself, how might those things affect other parts of you?
Right.
You know what I mean? For the good and whatever else.
Right.
But really taking a deep dive into that and thinking about that, it's like this dude, Alan Watson, I mean, he got a ton of videos on there. Again, I just went through this one. I went to sleep to it, woke up, played it again. And, you know, he was kind of talking about, too, with this, the idea of, like, chasing after certain pleasures. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, you can break it down to the simplest form of, like, rewarding yourself with a piece of chocolate or, you know, that right. taste, and how that can translate into so many things in life that people chase, whether it starts with, you know, food, sex, money, and then graduates up to, you know, in the arts and keeps going, but it's kind of, you know, chasing this thing that's supposed to give you, which again, it's things, as opposed to really breaking down yourself and understanding what's within that's going to bring some type of fulfillment. And I think that's, again, ties into a lot of what we talk about and this idea of the successes and attaching the idea of success always to the outside, right. as opposed to, and saying the outside more on the material end of things, as opposed right. to these connections, these relationships, and so on.
Right.
And it's just, it's interesting because the more I look into some of the research stuff that I do when it comes to technology, kind of where it's going, mm-hmm. and hearing discussions about how do we make technology more human? It's like, you don't.
No.
You don't. Right?
Right.
And so it's just interesting as I pick up on this and think about the parts of what makes us human, right? Us sitting in this room, you telling the story, me being able to pick up on those subtle differences in the way you're poised,
right?
The way the eyes, these things, right? That's where these connections are really coming from, where they're really built from.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy in you talking about connecting
right, right.
and what that's bringing and seeing that that's a form of success right there. You had a successful birthday, a successful night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Based on those type of connections. And I don't know. There's something about that. The reason you want to be better is the reason why you aren't is standing out. Because again, it just boils back to the why. Like, what are you attaching this to? Same thing. People trying to lose weight.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of people that this is just what they've done since forever because they played sports. And then there's other people that it's not until they had a heart attack or, you know, some crazy health related condition.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're attaching the idea
right.
to living, to life. As opposed to, you know, if this was, we all should be doing better, right?
Right.
Health related, the food we eat, and so on. But it's not attached to something
right.
that's enough. We can all say like, oh yeah, we do it for my kid, for my this, but it's not for here. It's not for
exactly.
self. It's
exactly.
not for, and once that becomes a something that's really real and you have that, then you're doing this for a reason and it becomes
right.
that type of a priority.
Right.
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 And it's the same idea, I think, too. If you're wanting to be better, attach that too. Is it better for self or is it better for X, Y, Z? Like, what is it? What is it? Is it just to look cool? So is it for some pats on the back?
Right.
Or is this for some type mm-hmm. of fulfillment, something that you are actually seeking?
Right.
Or just the pats on the back? That's
I feel like with that, I mean, you really definitely got to be all the way like tuned in and tied in to your like natural self.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just think rarely do people get a chance to go that deep within themselves,
right.
you know. And so mostly everything that's done, I feel like, is done for external purposes.
Yeah.
Only because yeah. the self-connection is missing.
Right.
You know, but once you get that self-connection, there's no question on why right. you're doing what you're doing
right.
and anybody can ask you and you can just break it down
yeah.
just at a whim just yeah. like that, you know. And so, but you know, again, that takes a lot of individuality, you know. That's why I talk a lot about, you know, separating yourself from society and separating yourself from the normal train of thought, you know, and again, you know, practicing understanding the process of unlearning certain things,
mm-hmm.
you know. And again, like I say, I always say, taking advantage of yourself as opposed to letting, you know, society take advantage
yeah.
of you. Because if they do it, then you're gonna just roll with the times and roll with the wind, and whatever they're doing is what you're gonna be affected by, and that's the way your life is gonna mm-hmm. go. you know. And when you become more in tune, you know, you gain more control, you know. Yeah. You're more mentally sound, you're more attentive, you're more strict with your standards and your rules and the things you can and cannot do. You know your moves become more calculated, your conversation is more calculated, you know, formulas are ever present. You know, life is just clear, you know, and on top of that, you become extremely happy, man. Like, I'm just, like, I mean, my life ended where, you know, obviously it could be, anybody could be better off, but I mean, I just like the way that the energy is going in my life, you know, and I know it's not an accident. I've been studying myself for the last 10 years, trying to figure out who I was and what I'm supposed to do, and I had to make, alterations based off what the universe told me as opposed to what I was telling myself. You know, and I had to let it out my hands in order, and that's what brought us here. You know what I mean? I mean, this is unplanned. You know, go ahead.
I thought about you today also in here when he was talking. He had a piece in there. He talked about like nirvana, meaning like blow out, like exhale.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when you inhale,
mm-hmm.
right, you bring it in. It's here for a second, then you can't breathe.
Right.
It's, you got to let it out. But when you let it out, it comes back. When you release
mm-hmm.
and just let it go.
Right. Yeah.
The things come back.
Right.
And, you know, you talk about that often, just letting the energy take you.
Yeah.
Stop resisting it.
Yeah.
And letting it flow. And that's where, you know, when he said that, I immediately thought of you and what you say. But you know, the way he broke that down was a cool for, you know, the mental picture.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of the confusion in people's lives, again, just come from them trying to make all the decisions mm-hmm. about their own life, when really, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I mean, I could be wrong, man, or maybe I'm closed-minded, I don't really know how to really say it, but I mean, I really think people are already born with a mission, mm-hmm. you know, you're naturally born with certain talents and certain skills, and there's things that you have that other people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And until you understand what those are and tap into those things and follow those things, you may never understand who you are or why you're here. And that's going to keep you extremely frustrated with the world and everything going on around you. And again, you're going to get angry all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, but again, on the flip side, when you got those things, you know, intact and they understood and they're clear, it's not as easy to be upset anymore, you know, because you realize a lot of these things are not personal towards you, you know, but we take so many things personal that aren't really meant, you know, for us to take personal, and we make it a part of our life and a part of our frustration and a part of our energy, and then it doesn't get any better because that energy is with us everywhere we go and people can feel it,
right?
You know, your kids can feel it, your coworkers, your boss, your, you know, significant other, strangers, and then, you know, people just don't want to be around that because of what it does, and then you start to lose energy in the world, and then you really start to hate the world,
right
you know what I'm saying, and then you blame the world for not wanting to collaborate with you as opposed to looking at yourself and wondering why you are putting up a defense, you know, against a place that you can actually take over mentally.
Resistance,
you know, and so we really just have to be conscious of that, you know. I had a friend call me today, and she was so upset. She was just so upset because somebody said something, and somebody had made a post about her, and you know, and somebody that she was cool with, you know, and but no longer, you know, just all these things that happen when, you know, you kind of break away from people that you used to connect with on deeper levels. Right. I think they may have had a child together or something, you know, and since she's getting herself together, you know, there's certain attempts and attacks on her character.
Right.
You know, and some of them may have gone public, you know, but, you know, and I had to explain to her, you know, calm down, relax, just give me a second, you know, just understand, like, you're taking yourself out of the situation, you know, and that threatens people when you start to, you know, independently think, you know, away from all what you're used to. And so when people do this to you, they're already frustrated, first of all, you know, and so they're trying. The main goal, you got to think about the main goal is to see if you can get frustrated too.
That's it.
Know what I mean? And so you have to think about that. Why would someone do this? Because they want you just as frustrated as they are,
right?
you know, and when that happens, they relax, they pour a tall glass of water, and they feel like they won, you know, and they go look at the sun like they just accomplished something, you know, on the balcony. But the bottom line is like, that's the goal. And so you got to decide who has the power to make you upset.
Yes.
What's really going to upset you? Because people that already know you and people that already know your situation, know your life, and the people that matter, they already know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell anybody that understands you about you, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what they're going through. And so you have to trust that, you know, people gonna embarrass themselves being upset and being angry and trying to make you angry. You have to maintain, the only thing you got control over is the way you read and react to situations.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Full control.
You know, and as we go through life so upset about things that we have no power over, we literally losing time and energy, you know, in progress, mm-hmm. you know, on a daily basis. Nobody should have the power to hit a button and make you start screaming. Mm. You know what I mean? Unless they, you know,
they shouldn't,
you know,
but they there.
Yeah, but it happens. Yeah, and it sounds easy, but it's definitely not that easy. But it comes with, you know, a lot of time and a lot of study of oneself.
Yeah.
And a lot of really understanding what your goals are. And when you're really confident in who you are, it just doesn't matter what people say anymore. Yeah. Man, they're gonna have to deal with that on their own. And yeah. the universe is gonna take care of that.
Right.
It's not your job. You know, we got a phone call.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Good. My name is Sean.
Sean, how you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. I overheard you talking about Alan Watts, and I'm super stoked that you came across him. He's probably my favorite philosopher of all time.
Yes.
Nice. He's great to listen to. He does a really good job of taking a really abstract idea and making it digestible for
yes,
people.
Very much.
Nice.
So I just want to ask real quick, you mentioned the, you know, people trying to take technology and make it more human.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that is purely an ego thing, or do you think that that has to do with the human need to create? And because to me, I feel like all humans have a drive to create things, but
yes.
I also don't know if that's rooted in ego or if that's, you know, to keep things going, I guess.
Yes. So... you know, my kind of stance on it, I definitely think it is, you know, the mixture. Like, we definitely like tinkering, right? Seeing what yeah. we can do, playing mad scientist. And yeah. the idea of what technology is able to do as far as what it's done for us. Look at how, you know, how rapid things have developed in the last 20 years, right? We take into, like, machine learning and understand that we have... We've got this employed in so many aspects of our everyday life, watching, you know, everything from us on our telephone. And, you know, I get out my car and Google is telling me where I parked and made sure to check that. They know when yeah, I'm pulling exactly. off and telling me almost where I'm headed based on the time of day. You know, these things are picking up and they're learning as we go. And now you take this into the next step to where we want everything automated, you know, get self-driving cars, and then trying to make more humanoid type of AI. And I think there's this piece that we have the understanding that, you know, machines, they don't have the emotions, right? So mm-hmm. there's not really that reason, the reasoning that's in them that a human may have, like we can kind of beg and plead. But if you have a program written that's just developing without that piece of it, just sees it, you know, as essentially black and white as far right. as what it's going to do. And I think there's the piece of knowing that that could, if these algorithms that are being put together and this artificial intelligence that is actually learning on its own, mm-hmm. gets to the point that it can start to communicate with one another, you know, and again, it sounds sci-fi, but these things are actually happening and documented.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So then what happens when you have something operating without emotion and realizing yeah. that we're the problem, you know, those, mm-hmm. those pieces, and that really gets me. And I think that that's a part that plays the ego piece of wanting to be, you know, advancing and keeping the as humans, keeping us advancing, playing God essentially, right? I definitely think that plays a part in there. I'm just, as somebody that likes seeing what can be done, I think I straddle that fence of I want to know where it can go, but also right. have the kill switch.
Yeah, yeah.
to shut it all down. Yeah. So I don't know if I specifically answered, but I mean, I think it's a mixture of both. I don't think it's definitive on either side of that line.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I think part of it too is that the only way we really know how to understand things is through a human way, I guess. So we tend to anthropomorphize everything.
Yes.
And that extends to our technology too. So I appreciate you answering the question.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for calling in, Sean.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
Deep, deep. I'm about to listen to that philosopher and see what he's talking about.
Yeah, nah, that go. One thing right quick I did want to throw out right quick before I came across this place. You heard Open Signal?
Mm-mm.
So it's right up off of MLK. And yesterday, me and Carmen had stopped through there. They had this thing for trying to put together like black podcast meeting people of color, meeting up. And it's a whole like studio. And they're trying to get more people to come there. It's more for film and video, they're trying to get people to come there to do more audio-related stuff, audio storytelling. And it's a whole setup, whole green screen, wraparound, different media rooms to, be able to cut some dope video and stuff. So that's something. And they're also, again, trying to build up some of the people of color in the community that are trying to kind of get into that realm in your dope. Digital media. So definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely check that place out. Oh, also, this Saturday, this Saturday we're doing the eggs and fashion, eggs and fashion over easy, at the Sky Lounge at Jammin', 107.5. So, me and Black Men Stacking Kicks, Black Mannequin, hosted by Cool Nuts. Also catered by Trap Kitchen. We're gonna have some Adidas executives there. We putting on an event for people in the fashion industry who want to get in the fashion industry. It's gonna be really a lot of nice conversation. We're gonna answer a lot of questions. It's gonna be a panel type thing. And so we put it together a couple of, working on the last few weeks, and we finally got it, man. It's gonna be super, super nice. And so we encourage anybody who's in the industry or wants to come network, please come check it out. I think there's an event online, Eggs and Fashion Over Easy. You can search it on Facebook, Eventbrite as well. So that'll be pretty dope. So,
all right. Well, that's another week in the books.
Well,
and we do got some special stuff coming up here shortly, and we'll share with you guys on one of these next episodes.
Yes, we got some important stuff next Tuesday.
With that being said, calculated
conversation. We appreciate you guys next Tuesday.
Calculated everything.
Right.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. For the pop chart, so where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track,
what up,
drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow, expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end, watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me.
Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the world premiere of Jump, co-produced by Confrontation Theater and the Milagro Theater. The play runs from March 21st through April 13th at the Milagro Theater in Portland. Jump is the story of a 20-something who is reeling from the death of her mother. She is looking for solace in a good place to vape, but what she finds is a journey of self-discovery. Again, that's Jump, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from March 21st through April 13th at the Milagro Theater, 525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Tuesday nights on KBOO, it's Cubby Cushy, Cubby Cush.
With DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid.
10 p.m. to midnight.
2 hours of global bass featuring...